97 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter, what's up, buddy?
Pissed.
wait, hold on. We're just starting off with pissed. All right, okay.
Pissed.
Okay. What are you pissed about?
Pissed now, but I was pissed off yesterday. Let me tell you something about DMV, all right? That's all I got to say. That'll piss you off, too.
The Department of Motor Vehicles is what you're referring to, yes.
It sucks. That's what it does. It sucks. So yesterday, I got to renew my license, right? You got to renew it. And there's ways you can do it. Easy ways now. This is nice. You could mail it in.
Yeah.
You know, which I don't like doing. You know, like
you don't trust
the envelope
it.
I don't really trust it. I don't know. There's something about
it. You're going to get lost in the mail. Is that what it is?
But it's nice. You can go on your phone now and just log into the website. And boom, boom, boom. I'm like, okay, let's do it that way. You know, it should be easy. It says it's only like a five-minute process right there in the note. Get in there. I'm like, okay, boom, boom. We're getting close. Oh, I got to sign up now. So I got to sign up. I got to do a bunch of stuff now. So I got to put my name in, email, phone number. And here's the thing. I got to verify my email and verify my phone number. Verify my phone number. It's good. Good to go. Verify my email. They send me an email, which takes a second to get. And they send me this code that is like three times the size of the alphabet, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, I'm typing this code in, and I'm trying to get it right. I missed probably one letter or number, like once. Three times. Locks me out. Now I'm locked out of the website. Can't sign up. Can't do anything. I'm at a stall. So I'm like, damn it, dude. Gotta go to the DMV. Which the next list things that they're like, okay, go find a station. This will take 5 minutes. It's not, it really does, because I can do it right through the kiosk right there, right in the door, right? Drive all the way to the DMV, get to the kiosk. Every option is available, but to renew a license, it's crossed off right there in the kiosk. Dude, I'm telling you, I wish I could have been in your pocket
just watching you progressively get angrier and angrier.
So it's in its own little room. You know, it's in its own, the kiosk is in its own little glass room right there before you actually walk into the building or whatever. I was screaming. People were looking through me through the glass like, what is going on?
That's why they put it
in
its own.
Are you kidding me?
That's why they put it in that. It's like a little,
soundproof room,
aquarium, so you can watch people lose their minds as they're trying to navigate a government sanctioned DMV. Just
how is it so inconvenient?
Yeah, because it's government run.
Inconvenient.
Yeah, you're so angry you can't even find the right word.
I can't even talk.
It's because it's a government run thing.
Mind.
It's a government-run thing. I'm honestly, I think at this point the government
is
trolling us.
They're doing it on purpose, aren't they?
They're trolling us with this because it keeps us subdued, man, all right? It keeps us in line when we lose our minds over this stuff because it eats up a full day, all right? It just, it whips us down. It takes away our will to live. And, yeah, it's just them. Like
nothing
the fact that Hunter
pisses me off more. When they make something, they try to make something convenient that was inconvenient before, but none of it works.
Yeah, like Hunter, I write one check a year. You know what that's for? To the state of Michigan for my taxes, because you can't pay them online. You have to send a physical check to pay your taxes.
Sanity.
It is 2022. I have one checkbook in my house, and I use it one time a year, and then it's 2022, and I'm writing checks. You're going to the DMV, can't figure it out. It's nuts. That's the government, man. That's government-run things.
I'm serious, man. I walked next door. I went to Wings next door and sat there and had a beer and just like kind of
just stared off into space.
Deep circular breathing, you know. relax.
Woosa, woosa, woosa.
That building, I'm serious. There's nothing good that happens there. There's nothing good in that building. I don't understand it.
And look,
how is it that way?
The people that work at the DMV, we know it's not your fault, all right? You're working with what you got. But the whole system.
I would be angry too working at that place.
Yeah. Anyway. God, I wish I could
have
been there.
Somebody figure it out, please.
I wish I could have been there to just watch you just spiral down into the depths of anger. It would have been great.
I wanted to rip that thing off the wall and office space it with a big
All right, well, hey, before you get worked up, let's take a break here. Take a breath. Take a breath, okay, because I don't want you to get all worked
DMV,
up now.
DMV, you're going down. That's what you're doing. You're going down.
All right. Well, before Hunter snaps completely, let's get to your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is W.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buds in a biz.
What's up, Katie? Go see Katie and the crew at Smith Indoor Garden. You want those big, sticky, shock-absorber-sized buds or big, juicy tomatoes, everything in between, from seed to harvest. Smith Indoor Garden has you covered.
The business of buds, and they're the best at it.
And I'm going to lead off by saying that there wasn't a ton of, like, great WTFs. You know, usually we get some crazy one, like a guy, you know, wrestling a monkey down in Florida, or
ripped his junk off.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. But so maybe it's a good thing though that there's not a lot of dumb WTF stuff. Maybe that's a good thing. We got kind of a break from it. You know, maybe people are wising up a little bit. I don't know.
So what you're saying is it was a normal night in Florida?
Pretty much. As normal as it could be, because I still do have a Florida story just to end the end of all this.
Everybody that's on crack has to take a nap once in a while. Yesterday everybody was like, you know, today's the day. We're all going to take a nap on a Monday.
All the crackheads' nap times finally synced up. This is good. It's perfect. No, this is still a Florida story, though. The one that I did find is still from Florida. A Florida woman who couldn't walk a straight line at a DUI stop thought that she could dance herself sober. Spoiler alert, she couldn't. Amy Harrington was detained after she rear-ended another vehicle at a late-night drive-in in Madeira Beach, and it's somewhere in Florida, somewhere crazy. Okay. The 38-year-old refused to take a breath test, and when the deputy ordered her to walk along a painted yellow line, she called the instructions ridiculous. Hey, this is ridiculous.
What? What did you say, lady?
Instead, Harrington decided to give the officers a spur-of-the-moment show and pulled out her best dance moves, from a ballet spin to an Irish jig. When the deputy told her he wasn't amused, she laughed and said, "You sound like my effing ballet teacher."
Step bop, step bop bop, kickball chain.
And sober. It's not how it works, lady. That's not how it works. After nearly 10 minutes of arguing, Harrington was handcuffed and arrested. By the way, this is the second time that she's been busted for refusing a DUI test right there. So.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Probably don't drink and drive and rear-end people. Or just, I don't know. Take a break.
I'm watching the video right now, and I mean, I'm not going to lie. The dance moves are fairly good. Like, obviously, you shouldn't be drinking and driving. But if I were to see this, I'm like, okay, she's kind of keeping together.
She's pretty coordinated, yeah.
I mean, not the best. It's still a drunk person dancing, but, you know.
I got a question. This is beyond the lady, really. So I had to go through the whole, walk the line, eye test, you know, touch your nose, stand on one foot. So here's my question. So the very last part is the breathalyzer. And so we go through all of these things. I got to go through all. And you know what? I think I failed one of them. And it was the one where I got to hold your foot up in the air. It was tough for me for some reason.
Those thin little legs of yours. That's hard to hold balance on.
Those flamingo legs. Couldn't hold it. So we get to the breathalyzer, and I do the breathalyzer and blow zeros. And he's like, oh. You could tell. It like set him back. He was like, oh, you are sober.
Yeah.
I'm like, I told you.
Yeah.
I'm like, here's the thing. Why don't we just start with the breathalyzer?
But here's the thing. How many people say, oh, I'm sober. Sober as a judge.
But you're going to end with it anyway.
Maybe they just like having a little fun with the drunk people. Maybe
I never understood it.
Maybe.
Why are we doing all of these things?
Maybe they're just
trying to make me look like a clown on camera and then breathalyze. Just breathalyze me right off the bat.
Maybe because at the end of the year, they compile all the footage at the end of the year party.
Because they want the footage for AFV or like YouTube fail videos.
They show it at the company Christmas party. Like, all right, here's the top three nominees of drunk people. We have Officer Johnson's, Officer Randall, and Officer Dave's video cam footage. You all voted, and now we're going to see the top three.
And I'm pretty sure in a kind way I asked him. I'm like, let's just do the breathalyzer
right off the bat.
You know, like bust that out. We'll save some time.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Doesn't that seem like common sense? I always thought that. Like, you're going to get there anyway.
But maybe.
Let's just do it off the bat.
Maybe it's just because everyone's going to say they're sober. Like, oh, no, I'm sober. I'm fine. No, okay. Well, let's just see. Let's really see if you're as sober as you say you are. Because that even you, though, you couldn't stand on one foot.
So here's the thing, though. Okay, so if I pass all of them, I'm still doing the breathalyzer. If I fail all of them, I'm definitely doing the breathalyzer. What's the point?
Again, I think it's just stuff for the Christmas party at the end of the year. I think
it's got to be. I mean, I want to let's sit a police officer down and be like, really? Tell me what the point is.
The B-roll that they have is just amazing. They got so much good back stock. That's just fantastic. You need a good laugh? We got you covered. So,
you know.
Anyway, long story short, kickball chain will not get you out of a DUI if you are hammered drunk. All right?
That's a good line dancer back in the day, bro.
Kickball chain and you're going to jail. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.